It's Big Week on Tumblr for the week of May 1st, 2023. Welcome back, Allegra.
Hi, Kate.
So we had big, like, old school Tumblr energy this week because the trailer for the new Hunger Games prequel got released.
Oh, did it? That's so exciting.
Yeah, they dropped the trailer. It's called The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And it's basically like President Snow's origin story.
That's so cool. I mean, I remember how big the original Hunger Games movies were on Tumblr when they were first coming out. And they had that really cool, I remember like an in-world Tumblr that they used, which was super, super cool.
It was awesome. And there was the whole like capital fashion thing that they had.
Yes.
That was really cool.
I distinctly remember that. I don't even think I was super into the movies themselves. I just loved what they were doing like with the Tumblr blogs. I remember being really impressed.
It was really cool. And yeah, users loved it. And it's funny. I feel like the Hunger Games, it's stuck around. Like the fandom has definitely stuck around. And it's interesting to see like the difference, like the nostalgia that this new trailer kind of triggered. Mm-hmm. We saw it very similar to like the Twilight nostalgia.
Right.
Which is really
fun. I was going to say it sort of reminds me of Avatar The Last Airbender, which like similarly had like all of that world building and there were so many stories to like tell in that universe. Mm-hmm. So it's like when like Legend of Korra came out and everyone was really excited. So it's sort of like that.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, we've got so many people drawing parallels between the original series and the new show or the new movie, mm-hmm. I mean. And it's really interesting to see people like comparing the main characters and like, yeah, it's people are bringing back, you know, sections of the book and talking about like what differences are going to be between the book and the movie, if there are going to be any.
Who are the stars of this new movie? Like well-known people?
There are some well-known people. I wasn't familiar with the main actress, Rachel Zegler.
Oh, she was in West Side Story.
Oh, that's why she looks familiar. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool that that's her new role.
Yeah, and Hunter Schafer is in it. Peter Dinklage is in it.
Wow. All right. Stacked.
Yeah, and Viola Davis. So, you know, it's going to be good. And then the young President Snow, he's obviously not president during the new movie, but it's this guy Tom Blythe, and we've seen a lot of gift sets of him.
All right. I think I know where that's going.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it was huge. It was the most clicked topic on the 28th and 29th, and it trended for 4 days in a row. Like it's got some staying power. It's going to be big when it finally arrives. Yeah.
Definitely one of the movies of the summer on the dashboard, I think.
For sure. It was also the Met Gala on the 1st, which
I know.
Oh, okay. Do you have feelings about this?
I always love the Met Gala. I think it's, you know, because it's just the red carpet where you don't have to sit through like an award ceremony afterwards. You know, it's like the Oscars, but you don't have to then like sit down and watch 3 hours of celebrities sort of like, you know, parroting semi-funny lines. you just get to look at the cool outfits, and that's the best part of the Met Gala.
It's the pageantry.
Yes, exactly. And I thought there's something very sort of like pure about that. Like that's very human to just be like, yes, I'm going to look at some rich people in pretty clothes, and that will be my entertainment for the night. So I always enjoy it. And I think for Tumblr specifically, obviously like getting all of the photos like on the dash is great, but also like people turning like making like fandom themed Met Gala content is fantastic. Like so-and-so character has arrived at the Met Gala, and it's like the character photoshopped onto the backdrop.
Definitely.
It never gets old. I mean, it never gets old.
It really doesn't.
So I enjoyed seeing those. I made some of those and had a great time.
Nice. Did you have a favorite look from the night?
I think that like, I don't know, I always stan Doja Cat, like no matter what she's doing. And I thought like her cat look was incredible.
I loved Quinta Brunson's dress. I loved Kristen Stewart's look, that suit.
Yeah.
Impeccable. Yeah. Impeccable. And I also just loved how many people wore pink. That made me happy.
Because that was like a sort of like a resistance against the theme.
Yeah, yeah. So the theme this year was honoring Karl Lagerfeld, and he famously hated the color pink. And he, very controversial, said some not great things about a lot of people over the course of his life. Yeah, I did see that.
I thought Anne Hathaway's look was great. Janelle Monáe's outfit. Oh, and she always slays, like black and white are her colors. So she looked fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the funniest things that I saw was a post that went kind of viral on Tumblr. And it was somebody being like, this is not a drill. There's somebody wearing a fur suit. And like everyone freaked out. And then it turned out to be Jared Leto. And everyone was like, oh, heartbreaking. The worst person you know.
Yeah, the deflation of that moment was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was.
There was
that one really funny
photo set of like, I think it was Lizzo like being so excited to see the fursuit. And then like he took off his head and revealed it was Jared Leto. And then she like was making a face at the camera. That's just relatable.
She's fantastic. She's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Lizzo's always looking fantastic.
Yeah. So the dashboard was really fun. Oh, Lil Nas X's look was also, I mean, he can do no wrong.
Yeah. That was absolutely crazy. I whenever I see that or like Doja Cat's outfit or like anything that involves like prosthetics or, you know, heavy sort of like body paint, I'm just like, it must be hell to get on and to take off. Like, is it worth it, you guys? I mean, sure it is, but I just am like, ugh.
Like, how many showers do you have to take afterwards?
Right. Like, I did Homestuck cosplay. I know how that stuff goes. Like, it's not fun.
That's very brave of you. That's very brave of you.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically I belong at the Met Gala.
Yeah, 100%. We'll try to get you an invite next year.
Please.
The other big thing that happened this week on Tumblr is the release of Honkai Star Rail, which is a new video game.
And was Tumblr particularly excited about this video game?
Yeah. So I know you're not much of a gamer, but Honkai Star Rail is by this company called HoYoverse, and they are the people who do Genshin Impact.
Oh, no wonder Tumblr was excited. I know Genshin is on the platform.
Yeah, and everyone's been waiting for this game to drop. It's on mobile only right now, I believe, but it will be coming to PlayStation pretty soon, according to the developers. But it's the game is basically Genshin Impact, but in space. And it's also a turn-based game. But it's like the same mechanics. You boot when you first start playing. You choose, well, it's not the traveler in this one. It's like, what's it called? It's
like a player character?
Yeah, it's like the main character.
Yeah.
And they're calling it the trailblazer in this one. But you choose whether you want to have like the guy or the girl. Then it's the same mechanics of like wishing for characters and like building up your different characters and farming for artifacts. It's Genshin, but in space, basically.
But there's going to be different characters, so new potential Blorbos for Tumblr to love.
Yes, and we have already seen a ton of Blorbos. There's one four-star character called Dan Heng, I believe. And the fan art that I've seen and the fanfic that I've seen around this specific character is kind of outrageous. Like, immediate standout Blorbo.
Oh, yeah. Is he going to be the new Tumblr sexy man?
Probably. I mean, given the fan art that I've seen, he already is.
Okay. Well, he's competing with the young president from The Hunger Games, I guess.
It's true. I would not want to pit them against each other.
Well, there's always fierce competition for sexy man, as we know from the sexy man polls, plural. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, totally. I will be very curious as, you know, people start playing the game, like... It's apparently scratching a very similar Genshin itch, so which is not surprising.
Yeah.
But I'll be really curious once it comes out on the consoles, like how much bigger the player base gets and how much bigger the fandom gets on Tumblr.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see for sure.
So many memes about HoYoverse. I can't do this again. Like, you've already ruined my life.
Yeah.
There's a reason I haven't downloaded it.
I know what'll happen.
I know what happened with Genshin with me. I started playing it just to know what was going on Tumblr. And then a year later, I play it every day. It's like taken over my life.
Well, at least you're conscious about it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I have to limit myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was the top click topic the day after it was released. Mm-hmm. So it's got a lot of momentum there. It's gonna be a big.
Maybe I'll play this one. Just kidding, I probably
won't. You don't have to do that to yourself.
Okay, I will.
And yeah, that's it for Big Week on Tumblr. Join us next week where we will probably be talking about more Blorbos.